The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Doc Radio, I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And Janet, today I'm going to play a mainstream physician, and then you're going to play the two of us.
Okay, I'm ready.
Because I think this is something that, was online, a physician talking about his position on vitamins and minerals. And I think this really pretty much sums it up. And maybe we can show where it's accurate, where it's inaccurate. So he starts off saying, and this physician, by the way, happens to be a gynecologist.
Okay, and I can jump in any time going,
sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he says, every day I see new patients in my office who are either pregnant or thinking of getting pregnant. And after I go through my normal question and answering, I'm always shocked by the answers I get to this question. What medications are you taking? So remember, these are pregnant women, so they're young, right? So he says, typically I'm interested in medications that relate to some underlying medical condition, such as diabetes, hypertension, or heart disease. Although I don't know how many women in the in that pregnancy age group are going to be suffering from those conditions. Surely they exist, but that's not your the group that's known for it. But he goes on to say, but after going through some of their answers, he says, I'm always shocked to see the carry-on bags many patients bring along to show me all the supplements that they're taking as well.
He's sometimes, shocked? Right,
so, yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, sometimes they number in the dozens. So then he goes on to say, I see everything from vitamins and minerals to herbal cures that these individuals have somehow fallen prey to by either Googling them, watching a TV commercial or program, or perhaps, imagine this, even being referred by a quack healthcare provider who led them to believe these supplements are the key to longevity.
Oh, might that quack healthcare provider be a licensed nutrition counselor? Someone who's going to talk to them about the importance of correct food choices and supporting their health and well-being, all of the systems of their bodies by providing the nutrients those systems need?
Well, here's what he says. He goes on to say, let me give it to you straight. Vitamins and supplements are not going to make you healthier. As a matter of fact, a recent large-scale study which was presented at the American Association for Cancer Research at their annual meeting found that not only do over-the-counter supplements lack the potential for preventing cancer, but in some cases, taking more than a daily recommended allowance of certain supplements like folic acid, vitamin E, and beta-carotene may actually increase your risk for the deadly disease.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this is an obstetrician gynecologist who is denying the importance of folic acid, folate levels in the body. And women who are considering becoming pregnant, they absolutely must check their folate levels, and they want to optimize them. Because in the very first stages of pregnancy, in the first 3 weeks, there is a neurological development phase that requires optimized levels of folate. And for a gynecologist obstetrician to be uninformed with regard to that is absolutely outrageous. And then this person is saying that, oh, you just need to have the minimum daily requirements or the daily value as it's noted on supplement facts labels. And how do we determine what the daily value should be for someone who is considering becoming pregnant and is 22 years old versus a woman who is attempting pregnancy, let's say, at 38 or 40 years of age? And then I have to say, now hold on, Dr. Slavin, I have to say that I agree over-the-counter supplements. And so what I'm going to qualify that statement with, over-the-counter supplements purchased at a big box store, a discount store, a grocery store, a drug store, may very well contain those lists of ingredients that are potentially harmful to a consumer who's using that supplement every single day. And one of the areas where you would evaluate your over-the-counter supplement, number one, is it manufactured by a pharmaceutical company? Because the pharmaceutical companies that put out a vitamin supplement very often have artificial colors, chemicals such as polysorbate 80 and polyethylene glycol, synthetic vitamin E, very poor quality mineral substances such as magnesium oxide rather than a chelated version of magnesium, possibly calcium carbonate rather than a chelated version of calcium. The reasons go on and on and on. Artificial colors that are very, very negative. Talc as an ingredient in something that you're going to be swallowing, and sweeteners, very often sweeteners of very, very poor quality. And for an obstetrician to be degrading the importance of a multivitamin, particularly a potential multivitamin that would contain antioxidant nutrients, zinc, and a whole list of other nutrient components that would possibly have been decreased if that woman visiting him had been using oral contraceptives. This poor gentleman really does need to broaden his research sources.
Well, we can send him a copy of this program afterwards.
Fabulous.
But here's, he goes on to say, to back up his position, researchers analyzed 20 years of published studies on supplements and cancer risk. They looked at over 300,000 patients who, in various trials, took either a dietary supplement or a placebo over a 10-year period and concluded that taking more than the recommended amount of beta-carotene, known for improving immunity and protecting vision, increased the risk of lung cancer and heart disease by nearly 20%. An increased risk of developing prostate cancer was observed in men who took vitamin E supplements, and folic acid increased the number of colon polyps and breast cancer risk in some patients.
So, the vitamin E supplement could very well have been L-alpha-tocopherol, and that has been shown over the years to be ineffective and very, very poorly absorbed. And of course, you don't want just alpha-tocopherol. You want the whole family of tocopherols along with tocotrienols. And there are enough research studies to fill the room that I'm seated in showing the importance of vitamin E with regard to fertility, immunity, hormone balance, and cardiovascular health. Then taking more than the daily value, we keep coming back to that. That's very, very critically important because individuals change, and there is no one daily value that's appropriate for a broad spectrum of the population. So,
you know, Janet, just as an aside, and going back to yesterday's program when I talked about integrated genetics solutions, I mean, that's the point that was being made, that there is not a one-size-fits-all level, so having a daily value for everybody just doesn't, you know, make sense. You have to take into account a lot of different factors because, you know, everybody has different needs. Janet, he goes on to say the scary thing in these vitamins are they have recognizable names. Can you imagine the potential effects of all of the other herbal supplements out there that are being touted for their unproven potential to reverse aging and cure cancer?
He obviously has not been reading any of the research that has been published in his Journal of the American Medical Association, New England Journal of Medicine, the British Medical Journal, Lancet, because year after year after year after year, our research studies conducted at credible institutions with individuals overseeing the study that have years of experience in putting together these high quality studies using the appropriate nutrient rather than a synthetic form of the nutrient or a nutrient that has not necessarily been tested for its active components. And as we've heard many times here on the show, Dr. Slavin, the importance of quarantining a raw material and then conducting many different tests with regard to active ingredients and to be certain that the raw material does not contain adulterants, very, very important. And I'm very much of the opinion that these quality research studies bring high quality information to the users of the end result, those herbal supplements, the herbal supplements that are meant to either support fertility, reduce inflammation. It's very, very interesting because I was just reading an article about endometriosis. Now, it would be really interesting to see what this physician might do for a woman coming to see him that has endometriosis. Very often the recommendation would be surgery, but very rarely is a complete hormone profile done.
Janet, of course, that music means it's time for a break. When we come back, the physician I'm reading his article from, he has the answer to all your nutritional needs. But first we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We're talking about what one doctor wrote, at least his opinion about taking various supplements. But he has the solution for everybody. He says, folks, life is very simple. If you eat a balanced diet, you will provide your body with all the nutrition and vitamins it needs to function. Yes, there are medical conditions which require people to take vitamin and mineral supplements, such as gastrointestinal abnormalities, iron deficiency anemia, pregnancy, and metabolic conditions. But for the average person, you may actually be putting your life in danger by relying on these products. But then he gives a very interesting example of that, which I don't think really fits what he's trying to say. He says, recently it was reported that a 21-year-old college student in England died after ingesting diet pills she bought online. These diet pills contained dinitrophenol, a highly toxic substance that essentially burned her cells from the inside out when her metabolism kicked into overdrive and her heart stopped. Another story of someone trying to find a quick solution to chronic problems online and the outcome ending in tragedy. Now, I think he makes a good point there, too. You have to use some common sense when you're making these types of decisions on what to do. He goes on to say, now, I am not saying that all supplements are bad. If you need to take a vitamin or a mineral supplement, he says, because I'm a licensed medical professional who has examined your blood chemistry, suggested it, then by all means take them. But if you're trying to do this on your own because you saw something or read something that led you to believe they will improve your health, you need to know that you could be playing Russian roulette with your life. Remember, the over-the-counter supplement business is not very well regulated. And you know how well we regulate things in this country. So you can only imagine all the loopholes these supplement companies use to pitch a product.
Did he read the article about the FDA commissioner hiding information that ultimately led to the deaths of 5,000 people?
Well, I guess that's some of the loopholes, right, Janet? And that was, by the way, that was on the drug called Levaquin, an antibiotic, a very popular drug. They withheld the information about how dangerous it is. And by the way, it's still on the market. And it's being investigated
It's one thing for the pharmaceutical company to withhold information, but it's another level of criminal behavior for the person who is the head of the organization, supposedly in charge of overseeing safety in supplements as well as pharmaceuticals, for that person to deliberately hide the information that is going to unveil a danger of using a particular drug, absolutely high level of criminal behavior.
And if you look at the, now this is me talking, not the doctor that wrote the article. If you look at the actual statistics, they haven't really found any deaths attributed to taking supplements properly. The woman that took the diet pills probably, you know, overdosed on them. They, you know, if you think one is good, they take more. But to prove his point, though, he goes on to say, the New York State Attorney General's office recently made headlines when it settled a dispute with GNC stores for carrying herbal supplements that were falsely labeled, claiming they contain plant materials that were not detected in DNA testing. So basically, these herbal supplements were full of fillers. How would you like to take chemical fillers every day and spending your hard-earned cash on them nonetheless? You know, speaking of fillers, look at your prescription that you're taking. They're full of fillers. But nonetheless, that's what he's talking about. And I think, wasn't that report sort of refuted because of the way they went about testing?
Absolutely refuted, because DNA testing is not the way that you test the potency of herbal substances. So you have to, there's a vastly different number of methods for testing the potency of active ingredients from herbs. And he's saying that there were these substances essentially like grass. And the truth of the matter is, herbal supplements, when you have the whole herb, you're going to have plant DNA there. And then what you're looking for in a quality herbal supplement would be a standardized extract of the active component. And the thinking behind putting together a product like that is there may be active constituents in the whole herb that potentiate the activity of the active ingredient. And so rather than just have the standardized extract, you get both the whole herb and the potential support to the active ingredient from the whole herb. So whole herb, standardized extract, high quality, identified in research labs to be certain that the active component is there in the raw material. So the quality of the manufacturing of herbal ingredients, though it may very well differ from the manufacturer to manufacturer, the international brands, the national brands here in the United States of vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements, they manufacture according to something called GMP, good manufacturing practices. And those good manufacturing practices put their encapsulation in an area equal to pharmaceutical quality manufacturing standards.
And Janet, here's how he sums up his position, highlighting his lack of understanding of the whole issue. He says, here's the bottom line. Unless you need to take a supplement for a medical problem, every time you feel the need to buy a supplement, take that money and donate it to a nonprofit medical research group. There are plenty out there looking for help. I'm going to rephrase it. There are plenty out there looking for your money. So I'm going to give you additional information to put a different spin on what he was saying. And we're going to use vitamin C as an example, because that doctor's position is really the position of most doctors. You know, you eat a balanced diet, you get all the nutrients you need, you don't have to worry about anything. And here's an issue. Number one, many people may have poor digestion. So if you have poor digestion, how are you going to extract all the nutrients you need from the food? Especially sometimes, there are competing nutrients in the food, and you may not absorb the nutrients you need. Sometimes, therefore, you need to take a supplement of a particular nutrient to give you the appropriate levels. Speaking specifically of vitamin C, but I'm sure it can apply to a lot of different nutrients, we measure vitamin C. And people are routinely deficient in vitamin C. And without it, you know, that's deficiencies of vitamin C are deadly. So let's talk about the lack of vitamins. He didn't mention that, by the way, that people can die from the lack of vitamins, and minerals, by the way. Another nutrient that people are routinely deficient in is magnesium. Magnesium deficiencies associated with cardiac arrhythmias, for example. Now, you know, his position is you should use vitamins and minerals to treat a medical condition. In other words, wait to get sick, and then we'll see if there are any vitamins or minerals that can be used for that problem. Except that mainstream medicine doesn't take that approach. They wait for you to get sick and then give you a drug.
Mitt, this doctor may very well be related to those doctors in the 1950s who suggested that everybody smoke because it was very, very good for your health. Or maybe this doctor has been living in an extremely remote area with no access to the internet and to current research. So maybe he's relying on something that was provided to him from the 1930s and 40s.
Perhaps. But this is the position of mainstream medicine. This is the way, you know, doctors are taught. They, you know, this was just published. What I was reading to you, that was just on a news site on the 27th. That was yesterday. So it's being perpetuated. But what we want to do is just have people give people the information so they can decide for themselves. Now, we're talking about vitamin C specifically, but here's another example. Vitamin C, being water-soluble, flushes out of your system in a matter of hours. And that's true of all the water-soluble vitamins. As a result, unless you're taking in high sources of vitamin C twice a day or so, your body is systematically depleting your vitamin C and can potentially leave you deficient in the nutrient for long periods of time. You know, we mentioned vitamin C is required for collagen production. We talked about the connection between low vitamin C and cardiovascular disease. Remember, I talked about Linus Pauling, where he was able to show that he reversed coronary artery disease by giving people optimum levels of vitamin C. By the way, when he talked about giving people their daily allowance of vitamins and minerals, those numbers came up in order to prevent the deficiency of that vitamin. Had nothing to do with achieving optimum levels in your body. Oh, and by the way, when it comes to vitamin C, you have to remember, most animals make their own vitamin C. Only humans, primates, the fruit-eating bat, and guinea pigs don't. Every other mammal makes their own vitamin C, so we're unique in that respect.
The other consideration to keep in mind is soil depletion, that there is about 4% of the iron in spinach when compared to the iron content in spinach grown 50 years ago. The soil is depleted of selenium, critically important nutrient with regard to thyroid function. We are, as a nation, deficient in iodine, and the list goes on and on.
So, okay, to finish up with this thought, so in order to maintain your levels of vitamin C, you should be supplementing vitamin C at least twice a day. You're probably not eating the foods that are going to give you adequate amounts of vitamin C. For example, a burger and fries don't have any nutrients in it in that category. And that music means it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We started off today's program relating to what a mainstream medicine physician was saying about not needing vitamins and minerals. In fact, he was saying you could be putting your life in danger if you take supplements without really knowing what you're doing. And the fact that he said that if you're in good health, all you need to do is just eat a balanced diet raises a lot of questions that he's not answering, because the whole idea with taking vitamins and minerals is to make sure that you're not deficient in any nutrients in order to prevent illness. His position was, well, don't take vitamins and minerals unless you get sick. So there's a difference in opinion right there. Give you another example. Years ago, I had a patient that had one of those operations to lose weight, you know, a gastric bypass operation. Well, one of the side effects of that is it's going to interfere with your body's ability to absorb nutrients from your diet. And about 2 years later, I think, you know, is when she came, and she was experiencing some of the side effects of lack of nutrients. It doesn't happen overnight, but over years, she probably lost many of her nutrients. Her problem was what they call alopecia universalis happened to her. Of course, that's a fancy term for having lost the hair over her entire body. Nutrients are important. I think it's just as important to measure your levels rather than just taking nutrients blindly, unless you're taking just a good multivitamin mineral supplement, which is not going to put you in any harm. The levels in those supplements are all within the safe range. I'll tell you another story. Janet had a patient. We recommend 10,000 units of vitamin D a day to get your levels into the optimum range of around 80. So this person thought, well, if one pill is good, two is better. So she's taking 20,000 a day. And when I checked her levels, her vitamin D level was 200. So I said, no, you don't need to take that much. Well, you know, one pill a day is probably sufficient. But by the way, no side effects. Calcium levels were good. There were no other abnormalities on her blood work. So I'm just trying to put things in perspective. They create such fear. It's funny. The doctors create fear about taking vitamin supplements or mineral supplements or herbal supplements, but they don't create any fear about taking all those drugs they prescribe. You know, they call them pharmaceuticals, but before they called them pharmaceuticals, they were known as poisons. So it's just interesting, you know, their mindset.
Unfortunately, the information with regard to nutrition status, when you receive that information from a mainstream medical practitioner, their viewpoint is going to be very much what you presented earlier in the show, Dr. Slavin, and get what you need from a balanced diet. And so I spoke with someone yesterday who had been put on more than 10 different pharmaceuticals for a variety of different symptoms and issues that he had been diagnosed with. Then the diet part of his daily routine didn't include very many vegetables. And when I talked about different vegetables, when I talked about beans, there was a very negative response. So no, those were not acceptable choices for his daily routine. And there are many people out there who take the phrase fruits and vegetables literally. They're saying, okay, the fruits are equal to the vegetables, and that's what I'm going to choose. I'm going to eat fruits all through my day and maybe one or two vegetables. And it needs to be very, very much weighted on the side of vegetables, 7 to 8 servings of vegetables per day, and perhaps just 2, possibly 3 servings of fruits. And I tell people those servings of fruits should be small servings. They're going to be, the person is going to be better served using those fruits with possibly some nuts or seeds or some other component in the diet, possibly a little bit of yogurt or a little bit of cheese. So that's going to minimize the impact of the sugar in the fruit. And very often what the client is going to say to me, but it's sugar from fruit. That's good for me. And unfortunately, they haven't been told that sugar is sugar. And the impact with regard to sugar on your body chemistry, a stress on your liver and pancreas, changing the chemistry of your blood that puts you at risk for a variety of different inflammatory responses.
That's exactly right. And here's another point I want to make. And this is was stated by someone that analyzes nutrients using liquid chromatology, chromatography, or mass spectrometry. He says if you look at herbs or plants or other superfoods using that equipment, what you see is overlapping peaks, you know, with the way the machine shows the different substances in there that represent different organic compounds and molecules. They're all mixed together. And chemists frequently refer that as junk that gets in the way of quantitating the targeted molecule you're trying to find. Well, that junk is not really junk. Those are the synergistic molecules that go together with the nutrient you're looking for that help your body utilize it in its entirety. However, sometimes there's a particular ingredient that you want to give to someone. A good example is turmeric. So if you have turmeric, it'll come with hundreds or even thousands of various chemical compounds and organic molecules that provides full spectrum health supporting properties. But sometimes all these other compounds within the turmeric blocks the absorption of the one ingredient you really want to magnify, and that's the curcuminoids or curcumin. So that's where you isolate various nutrients. So turmeric, for example, contains curcuminoids, but also hundreds of other nutrients. So if you want to get the curcuminoids, then you have to isolate it, and then you can create a much more potent substance that might give you the desired results that using the turmeric by itself might not give you. So that would be a reason for using a specific nutrient or herbal remedy as opposed to a whole food, because you can get a better result. You know, a lot of the medications that mainstream medicine uses, the idea for using them came from nature. They said, oh boy, that substance works really good. We're going to take it out of context. We'll vary it a little bit so we can patent it, and then we're going to sell it as a drug. And that's what patent medicine is all about.
Dr. Slavin, you were mentioning the many, many different types of molecules that might be visible with that chromatography kind of research. The thing is, and that some of those molecules might interfere with the delivery of the standardized extract curcumin and the curcuminoids. Truth of the matter is, and this is my viewpoint with regard to having a whole herb and the standardized extract. The whole herb might interfere with the delivery of the standardized extract in a certain framework, and possibly the delivery is alternating, supported at some stages along the digestive tract and reduced in other areas of the digestive tract. So that whole herb has, or your body has, an innate sense of how to properly absorb the nutrient for the most beneficial effect on your body. So there's so much very, very forward-thinking information with regard to herbal medicine. However, our ability to understand all of the minute details of the best way to deliver the nutrients for a specific effect still is literally in its infancy. And I say, okay, we've identified the active component in turmeric, the curcumin. However, there may be other active ingredients within the turmeric that we have not yet investigated fully, so that we don't necessarily know how dramatically beneficial those other ingredients might be. We've identified and researched the curcumin very, very well. However, there may be many more substances within the turmeric that are going to be extremely supportive of immune function and reducing inflammation. Then, when you think about some of the herbal combinations that are available for people, using Boswellia along with the turmeric, using a little bit of iodine to support other functions of the body. So the potential for truly overcoming illness is dramatically possible, but we're just now beginning to understand those very delicate interactions.
Janet, we're coming up on a break, but I want to, when we come back, talk about what to do, because we can't just rely upon taking supplements for good health. And I guess we'll have another disagreement with mainstream medicine's thinking on this. But first, we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We'll be back right after this.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And we started off talking about whether or not people should take vitamins and minerals. And, of course, there's a disagreement between our position and mainstream medicine's position, which is just eat a balanced diet unless you're sick. And then maybe taking vitamins might be helpful. But here's another study that came out. Focus on healthy foods for heart health, the study says, which I think we can all agree on. They said they found fewer heart attacks, strokes, and deaths seen in those who follow the Mediterranean-style eating plan. But here's the part we would disagree on. They also said, you focus on healthy foods, not avoiding bad ones. So they don't see any benefit in avoiding the bad foods, which is kind of strange. The new study found that for every 100 people eating the healthful Mediterranean-style diet, there were three fewer heart attacks, strokes, or deaths compared with the same number of adults eating the so-called Western diet. That was some benefit there. A Mediterranean diet rich in fruits, vegetables, fish, and unrefined foods. A Western diet includes sugary desserts, meat, and fried foods, all the so-called bad foods. But they don't think there's any harm in eating those as long as you're eating the healthy foods. So I think we would probably disagree with that position a little bit. And I don't see a reason to eat some of those unhealthy foods. By the way, I think we could agree maybe that all fried foods are unhealthy, but every now and then it's not going to undermine your health. But if you're eating meat, you want to always try and find the grass-fed beef as opposed to corn-fed. And keep the sugary desserts down to a minimum. Just be aware of that. That sugar can be a potential problem. It's not that sugar is bad. Sugar is bad in excess. So I think that's really needs to be put into context. And I think no one can argue with the point that in America we consume sugar in excess. I mean, way in excess. So that's the thing. Unhealthy foods increase, they admit this, increase risk of obesity. And obesity is a major contributing factor to all types of health issues. And then once you've got heart disease, other things might be more important than diet. Well, you see, this is mainstream medicine thinking. I'm not sure. Once you've got heart disease, you see, they're okay to let people get heart disease. I think the point is the goal should be to prevent illness, not to say, what do we do once we get it? This was published in the European Heart Journal. And the way it was done, and this is one of those types of studies where they just had people fill out a questionnaire. So they included 15,000 people in 39 countries to compare their lifestyles and assess their treatment with an anti-cholesterol drug. All had stable heart disease, and their average age was 67. And guess what? The study was funded by GlaxoSmithKline. That ought to add some credibility to that. So the participants were asked how many times a week they ate foods such as meat, fish, dairy, whole grains, or refined grains, vegetables, fruit, desserts, sweets, sugary drinks, deep-fried foods, and alcohol. And they followed these people for about 4 years, and about 7% of those with the highest scores of adhering to a Mediterranean diet suffered a heart attack or stroke or died, compared to 11% with the lower scores based on following a healthy diet. So there was a benefit to eating a healthier diet, but they didn't seem to think that benefit was such a big deal. They said there was no evidence of harm seen from modest amounts of unhealthy foods, such as refined carbohydrates, deep-fried foods, sugars, and desserts. I think the key there is modest.
I think the important aspect of what we need to understand, food is meant to be consumed, certainly to stave off feelings of hunger, but also Food is to nourish the body. Poor quality foods should not be designated foods because they don't nourish the body. Indeed, they detract from good health. And in that study, they didn't talk about some of the artificial ingredients that people routinely consume. And so one of the things that I'm thinking is fast food milkshakes that contain no dairy. I'm thinking about how some of the fried foods are provided to customers, fried foods that have been placed in very, very hot temperature oil, and that oil reused multiple times. Foods that have chemical components in them for maintaining freshness over possibly a 100-year period. So when we use the term food, we really should designate that it is a substance to be consumed that has nourishing benefit.
And Jenna, here's a good description of a Mediterranean diet versus the Western diet. A Mediterranean diet can include hummus, yogurt, cucumbers, garlic, olive oil, pasta, nuts, beans, fish, fresh fruit, salads, and fresh and grilled vegetables like zucchini, tomatoes, and eggplant. The Western diet is known for its big portions, high intake of red and processed meats, refined carbohydrates like sugary cereals and cookies, highly processed foods, deep fried foods like French fries, junk foods, and sugary beverages. So you tell me which you think is a healthier approach to eating.
Let's talk about how certain foods are delivered to our kitchens. We want as much as possible things that have not been adulterated with any kind of chemicals. Adulterated during the growing process, during the processing process, and ultimately the cooking process in your kitchen. We want to be certain that those foods do not have any additional sweeteners. We want to make sure that when those foods are delivered to our kitchens, essentially they are in a fresh state. So high quality fresh vegetables, very, very important. And something, unfortunately, that is missing for many Americans.
When you contrast the two diet types, the Mediterranean with the Western diet, I mean, it should be readily seen, the difference. You know, one, you're consuming, you know, foods as close to its natural state as possible with the vegetables and the nuts and the fish. And the other one is, meat and processed meats and fried foods. So there's a distinct difference, and that difference shows up in longevity. And we talked about that, I think it was last week or the week before, how in the world, this country, the United States, ranked 34th in longevity compared to Japan, who ranks number one for females, and San Marino, a little country within Italy that ranks number one for males in longevity because their diets are much different than what we eat in this country. So that's a major distinction, and the benefits show up in how long people live on average. So I think more and more people are realizing this, except that you're not going to realize it from watching television because they keep advertising all that junk food, and unfortunately when you see it, you say, well, that must be okay to eat then if it's on TV. They wouldn't possibly promote anything on TV that wasn't okay to eat.
Junk food and pharmaceuticals.
Right, or go into the supermarket, and they wouldn't sell anything in the supermarket that wasn't okay to eat. And the FDA must have looked at it and said, boy, this is safe to eat. And I think that's the thinking of most people, that the FDA is looking out for us. But as we try to point out over and over again, They're looking out for something, but I don't think it's us.
An unfortunate circumstance that, yes, indeed, they're looking out for something, but not for the well-being of the citizens. So choose your next meal very carefully. You might consider some very, very fresh vegetables, possibly seasoned with a little bit of olive oil, possibly lemon juice, some fish. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Lots of good choices out there. You just have to make the decisions.
And when we were talking about, you know, that doctor's opinion about taking vitamins or not taking vitamins, actually, that was the opinion of Dr. Manny Alvarez of Fox News. He's the senior managing health editor, and he's the chairman of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology and Reproductive Science at Hackensack University Medical Center. This position isn't unique. I think it's the position that mainstream medicine takes on that topic.
We might wonder what boards of directors he may serve on, possibly those of some pharmaceutical companies.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no. You don't need him. There are plenty of people like him out there because their bottom line, you know, when you undermine the health of an individual by telling him, don't take the healthy nutrients that you need to prevent disease, then the benefit of that is to selling more drugs. And we see that over and over again, how you can correct deficiencies. For example, just magnesium alone. You correct magnesium deficiencies, you can get a better handle on someone's blood pressure. You can prevent cardiac arrhythmias. And look at the reverse. If they had the high blood pressure or the cardiac arrhythmia, what happens? Janet, I hear some music, which means we've run out of time for today's program. I'd like to thank our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.